John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Chip Chantry is back here, the pride of Eagleville, ladies and gentlemen.
The one and only.
The one and only Chip Chantry. How are you, sir?
Good, man. How are you?
I am doing great. It is good to see you. You are refreshing. When you come in here, you are always refreshing. I hope you had a fine week and have been having a great life since we last saw you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're the first person to ever say that to me. Okay. That feels good.
Right.
I'm glad that's on the radio.
Obviously, you have no friends. It's Best Friend Day, by the way.
Thank you. Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I'm looking for somebody who would bail me out in case I'm in jail. So
I could do that.
So okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have any money, but I could be nice to the cops, I think.
Okay.
Maybe sweet talk them for a little while.
So things good for you?
They're good. I was in Ocean City this week. So
okay.
I'm tan and mosquito bitten at the same time.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice and a red on red. I was driving out there though. On the Atlantic City Expressway, I realized everybody gets the wrong vehicle. They buy the wrong vehicle for themselves. They get the ones they think they need, but not the ones they really. Every time I would drive past a pickup truck. Anytime you go past a pickup truck, nothing is ever in the back. It's just empty. They no need.
Yeah.
Empty. Every time you go past like a little tiny Nissan Sentra, piles of crap in the back seat. Just switch up those cars. Think about it next time. That's all you need. No, but I was down there, and we were down on the boardwalk, you know, because we're fancy people, and we're walking around the little amusement park, and they have my favorite ride still. I can't believe it's still there, the log flume. Everybody loves the log flume.
Yeah, for sure.
I love the log flume, because it's just, it combines the old-timey charm of lumberjacks with today's complete lack of safety regulations. Any other ride you go on, everybody's so nervous that you're going to sue, somebody's going to... So it's like roller coaster, it's like three straps and a lap bar, and you get the harness over your shoulders. You're not going anywhere. Not the log flume, though. They're like, no, just come on in. Just hop on this hollowed-out coffee table on a conveyor belt. We'll drop you 100 feet into a plastic gutter filled with filth water. Have fun!
Oh God! Hey, do you still have that Wookiee It's more of a.
I mean, he's an Ewok Wookiee mix.
Ewok, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that you call a dog.
Yes, he's not really a canine. He's definitely from Endor. Yeah, he's my dog Stanley. He's gorgeous. My little Shih Tzu. My wife and I have him. He's great. We had to take him to the vet though recently. We were worried. We thought he had eye problems.
Uh-huh.
We thought he was blind. We'd drop food on the floor and he wouldn't be able to find it. Like we're like, oh, I think he's like maybe partially blind or something. And so we took him to the vet for his checkup, and we asked the vet, we're like, can you take care of, like, is there an eye test for a dog?
Mm-hmm.
How do you
right.
do that? Like, you can't get him up on the machine and be like, what's better, one or two? that doesn't work. So he's like, no, there's an eye test for dogs. We're like, great. Do we have to go to a specialist or, you know, set up an appointment? He's like, no, I think I can do it right now. Here's an eye test for a dog, if you don't know. He just reached back, the dog's on the exam table, he just grabs a handful of cotton balls
all right.
and just wings them at my dog's face. And my dog just flinched, and his dog's fine. That's the dog test. That's the eye test for dogs. I'm going to be an eye doctor for dogs. I'm going to set up a shop in Rittenhouse and charge $500 to rich people to get their schnauzers in and be like, yeah, he's 20/20, he's fine.
Oh, God.
And I'm never getting an eye test again. I'm never going to the eye doctor again. Every 6 months, I'm just getting my friend with a playground ball to just have a kickball and just whip it at me from 20 feet. I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. All right. I'm all right. I can be a fighter pilot.
Well, supposedly, you know, that would be your fourth career then, you know, dog eye doctor.
Yeah.
All right. You've been a comedy writer.
Yes.
Stand-up comedian. All right, and a teacher.
Teacher at the same time.
Speaking of teaching, I'm sort of curious, what subject did you teach? Did you teach a particular subject?
I was fourth grade. So
fourth
like
grade.
A little bit of everything.
Okay.
I was just all over the place.
So you had to cover math, you had to cover social studies, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know any songs about the states?
I used to.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think. I used to know the Capitol songs.
Uh-huh.
I would sing a song about all the Capitols.
All
it was so much fun. Yeah.
Because some of your students called in this morning to ask you to sing the state's Capitol song.
Did they really?
I swear to God.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, okay. So I wrote a song. Uh-huh. I forgot about this. I wrote a song for all of the states. There's some out there. And I did it for like a grad school project.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot about this. But I think I sang it. It was the 12 Days of Christmas because it was around Christmas.
Right.
And we did all the state capitals of the Southeast.
Right.
So it was like Florida, Mississippi and all. And I wish I knew it. But it's out there. So guys, there's a track out there. I think it's going to be the Chip Chantry Lost Track. So thank you. I hope they remember the states. And by the way, they should buy my album too if they're listening too. Don't just go.
You're going to record a new album.
I am recording a new album in August.
Right,
yeah,
right,
Helium.
Right.
August 29th.
All right.
Yeah.
And speaking of Helium, you're at Helium next week.
Next week
with John Heffron.
John Heffron, who's hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
We were together in Portland last year. He's great.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He really is the best.
Right? Yeah.
Well, he worked in radio for a long time. That's why he's a great comic.
He's got the voice. That's what it is.
I don't think it's the voice. I think it's the time.
The voice and the time. You got both, John.
Yeah. Chip Gentry is appearing tonight for one show at the Doylestown Comedy Club. And as I said, if you want to get tickets, you gotta reserve them. And you do that by emailing office@comedycabaret.com. Thank you so much for coming in today. And say the best to your dog for me. It's Stanley. And throw a couple of cotton balls at him for me.
Thank you. And remember, the capital of Florida is Tallahassee.
Thank you very much. Wow, you would have thought it was Miami.